Good morning, and thank you all for being here and joining us in this virtual meeting. And I want to congratulate our four finalists in the SAVE Award competition. We appreciate that you and so many other federal government employees have taken seriously how important it is that we get your good ideas as we make recommendations of policy to the president as he makes decisions. Start with some introductions. My name is Jack Liu. I'm the director of the Office of Management and Budget, and I'm joined here today by Jeff Zients, who is the Chief Performance Officer and the Deputy Director for Management at OMB, and Heather Higginbottom, who is the Deputy Director of OMB. Our job at OMB every day is to work on trying to improve the way the government works and how we all do our jobs. And the SAVE Award is an opportunity for us to participate with our colleagues throughout the federal government and getting ideas from frontline federal workers on how we can do better. Over the past 3 years, federal employees have submitted roughly 75,000 ideas to the President's SAVE Award competition. And we've actually included dozens of those ideas in the President's budget. This year alone, roughly 20,000 ideas were submitted. So the four of you have been selected out of a large pool of very good ideas. I think it demonstrates the commitment that federal employees have to making sure that government works better and the pride that they have in the work that they do. It's always important.
Hey, well, Mr. President. Hello, everybody. I didn't mean to kick Jack out of his chair.
It's my honor.
Good to see you.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. I want to make sure I've got everybody right. That's Faith, Eileen, Kevin, and Matthew.
Sir.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank all of you for the outstanding work that you guys do each and every day. One of the things that I always say when people ask me what surprised you or impressed you about being in the presidency, I always say how unappreciated our federal workforce is. How serious they are, how dedicated they are, how much they care about doing the right thing for the American people. You wouldn't know it sometimes from the rhetoric out there, but you guys take enormous pride in the work that you do and in providing outstanding service to people and making sure the taxpayer money is well spent. And so right at the top, I want to thank you as outstanding representatives of millions of folks out there who are really dedicated and doing a great job. I want to congratulate you on being selected as SAVE finalists. We had nearly 20,000 ideas that were submitted, and out of those 20,000, the four of you have been chosen to be in the final four. So we're going to give the public, which is seeing this live streamed, the opportunity to vote on who has the best idea. But I wanted to just give you a little context for how this came about. We started the SAVE Award program because I was committed to making sure when I came into office that we were rooting out waste, unnecessary expenditures, given that we're in tough fiscal times. And we've got a lot of priorities out there that are really important and that we want to fund, whether it's improving our infrastructure, investing in science and technology, or improving our education system. We just can't afford to have money wasted. And that's even more important now as we're trying to reduce our deficit in the aftermath of this horrendous recession. And so one of the things we discussed was who would know better than anybody where some of this wasteful spending has taken place. And our conclusion was is that there are probably a whole bunch of terrific federal workers out there who on a day-to-day basis are seeing things that could be changed, practices, that could be modified that would save us money, but you guys weren't being heard enough. And so what we wanted to do was to set up a system where systematically we could generate good ideas from people who are actually on the front lines. And this is now the third year that we have done this. The previous two finalists, we've implemented their ideas. We've saved a lot of money as a consequence. And by the way, even if you don't end up being the actual award winner, we still steal all the good ideas from everybody else and we implement those as well. This ties in, by the way, with an effort that the Vice President has headed up that I've asked him to be in charge of, working with all of our federal agencies to find significant cost savings in every branch of government. And in addition, we're trying to identify areas where, just through executive action, without any action from Congress, we can go ahead and start changing some practices that are going to be saving money. So not only are we soliciting ideas from you, we're soliciting ideas from agency heads, and we're taking some action here in the White House as well. Cumulatively, we can potentially save billions of dollars and make government not only more frugal, but we can also make it more efficient. And things can actually work better, and people can do their jobs better, and the workplace environment can be improved. So just to give you a couple of examples, we have already identified about $3 billion in real estate costs that we can reduce. There are about 1,000 federal data centers that we don't think we need that we're going to be able to eliminate. And so you know, we're just going to be going through each and every one of these ideas over the next 12 months. To make sure that the American people have confidence that they're getting their money's worth when it comes to their government. So what I want to do now is just hear from each of you. You guys give me a succinct description of what your idea is. And remember, this is being live streamed, so even though I cheated and I actually know what your idea is, we want you to be able to present it to all the folks out there who are watching so that they can vote on it. And so what I want to do is start with Matthew, who is with NASA in Maryland.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
So our concept here at NASA came out of a committee that was put together recently over the last year to look for more efficient practices here at the Goddard Space Flight Center. One specific idea that came up that we moved forward with and looked at that needed some institutional support and help to get some legs under it was to look at equipment purchases for things that we need here to develop spaceflight hardware. So over time, when you build a spacecraft, you need numerous parts, tools, and materials to put it together. And sometimes numerous projects have redundancies between them, where you have one project that needs the same tools or materials that another project currently also needs. As a result, there tends to be a little bit of overlap. There's some materials and parts that could be shared. And we do our best, but often that relies on having the right people in the right places and having an informal network to know where some redundancies and opportunities for efficiencies exist. By having a common area where we can store and house all these materials, parts, and equipment, projects can go into this pool, lend out parts and materials, use them, and then return them once they're completed. Over time, we think that this can have some savings. We don't quite know what that is. We have to do some additional research. But we figure that it's like using a tool shed. Everyone has one at their house, and everyone has a toolbox. When you need a hammer, you go, you use your hammer, and you bring it back. It's sort of along those lines of that type of philosophy.
So the idea would be to set up this tool library, essentially, where it was effectively tracked. Everybody was putting the same special super-duper space wrench in the same place. So that the next time you're not having to reorder this specialized part, but rather you know that there's already one in the inventory, and in real time you can get it on site and people can start doing the work. Cumulatively, you'd end up saving a lot of money doing that.
Exactly. It would reduce the time of the procurement process and also reduce the time of the man hours of folks waiting for a tool or part to be delivered here. We'll have it on site and improve efficiencies across the board.
It's a great idea. I don't know why we didn't think of it before. We should be doing that. All right. Eileen at HUD in Colorado.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for this opportunity. In the multifamily offices, we do annual management and occupancy reviews of our properties. And when we go out to do these management and occupancy reviews, a property can receive one of five ratings, superior being the highest. And we're going out on an annual basis to review these properties. In our physical inspection side, if a property receives a high rating, they get a couple of years off from the inspection. And so my proposal is that when a property is performing at a superior rating, they should have the benefit of not having the annual review. This would save a lot of staff resources and the amount of time that it takes to prepare for the reviews, to conduct the reviews, and write up the reports. And it would also save a tremendous amount of funds in travel and per diem costs that go in towards having that review on an annual basis. HUD is also wanting to have an opportunity to recognize the outstanding work of our partners in providing low-income housing for our residents. And this would be an opportunity for them to focus on other priorities that they can do instead of preparing and having the review on a yearly basis.
Right. This makes a lot of sense. Just one quick question on this one. If they're rated superior, how long would it be before HUD personnel then is checking in with them again?
Well, HUD personnel and our contractors are in contact with our properties on a regular basis without these reviews. So it's not that we're not involved frequently and we're not communicating with them on a regular basis. But what it would mean is that perhaps they don't have to do the review next year. They would get 1 year off or perhaps 2 years off. We can be assured that they're doing a good job because we've given them a superior rating. We've reviewed, we've audited their programs and their practices, and we are seeing that they're doing a good job in managing the resources and providing the services that they need to provide and following HUD rules and regulations.
Got it. So it'd save everybody a lot of time and paperwork.
It would, and I think it would also allow HUD staff and contractors and our partners in the affordable housing industry to focus on other priorities and to meet the other demands that we have.
Excellent. All right. Kevin, Comptroller of the Currency in Washington, D.C. We could have just brought you over here to the Sip Room.
Right next door. So all the attorneys in my department have a set of books that contain the laws and any court cases interpreting those laws for our agency. Now, when I conduct legal research, I go to those books to find the law and the statute, the law and the cases, but the information is only as up-to-date as when the book was published. So I end up having to go online to another database to see if there had been any more recent laws passed by Congress or any new court cases affecting those laws. And I thought, well, if all the information is available online, I really don't need to use the books or the books themselves, and that the agency could save a lot of money by not purchasing all of these books for all the attorneys and then paying to update them every year.
Well, this is sort of a no-brainer. when I was in law school, we were already using Lexis and Nexis and online tools. And as you can see from my gray hair, that was quite some time ago. So the notion that we would still be paying significant sums to purchase books, have them shipped, have to store them, etc., rather than just working online seems completely sensible. So I appreciate that. And finally, Faith, Social Security Administrator in Ohio.
Good morning. My idea is to move the Oasis magazine to an online-only format. Oasis is an in-house magazine scheduled for quarterly publication and distributed to all Social Security employees, as well as some of our Social Security alumni membership. When it's published, as it does not always run on time, the issues are always posted online. I would like to see the publication available in an online-only format. I feel that this would save the government quite a bit of money, as well as move us closer towards our green initiative.
All right, this is like a 25-page glossy. It must be fascinating reading, I'm sure. But I know everybody really waits with bated breath for the issue of Oasis to come out. But this seems like a good idea to me. The people can read it online.
Thank you.
Excellent. I want to thank you guys for the great job you do every day. These are terrific ideas. For folks who are watching and seeing this on video stream, we want you to vote on the best idea. I look forward to the opportunity to meeting one of you, the actual SAVE Award winner. But I want to emphasize to all of you how much I appreciate everything that you guys do each and every day. And keep on looking for other ideas and tell your coworkers that we want to hear their ideas about how we can continue to save costs and make our government work better for the American people. All right?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, I'm sorry. For those who are watching the video stream, to vote, all you have to do is go on whitehouse.gov. I want to make sure that I gave that information. Whitehouse.gov. All right?
That was a surprise and probably got us a little bit off the course that we had in mind. But why don't I just take a minute and give Jeff and Heather a chance to say a few words before we wrap up.
First of all, thank you. And again, congratulations. As the president said, from the beginning of the administration has been focused on finding waste, saving money, making sure every taxpayer dollar is well spent. We last year, for the first time, decreased the amount of contracting that we do across the government and reduced it by $15 billion. As the president said, we're getting rid of unneeded real estate. That'll save us $3 billion. What we found is the best ideas come from federal workers. And as the president said, that's not surprising because you're on the front line working to service our citizens and running our operations. And oftentimes, most of the time, that's where the best ideas are. And this is working, and this is what the SAVE Award's all about. As the president said, there's been 75,000 ideas submitted across the three-year period of time. We've implemented dozens. Collectively, they've saved hundreds of millions of dollars. So we're looking forward to reviewing or implementing, if you will, all the ideas that have been generated this year and building on those savings, and we'll get going on implementation right away.
I want to also offer my congratulations and thanks for the wonderful ideas that have been submitted. We're working hard here in the Office of Management and Budget to look for as many savings as we can find to ensure that we're investing the important federal resources and the priorities for the American people and the government. And these ideas are very important in ensuring we can find those resources and make those investments. So thank you for your ideas and for the hard work that you do. We encourage as many SAVE Award nominations every year so that we can go through and implement them, and we encourage everyone to vote on the four wonderful nominations that the finalists have made. So thank you very much.
So let me just close by again thanking all of you, the four of you who are finalists, but the thousands of federal employees who submitted ideas as well for participating, and let me thank in advance all the people watching this who are going to vote and help us choose amongst the finalists to make the final determinations. The work that you do every day is critically important. The American people deserve the best from all of us, and that's why we're doing this. It's how you can help us to understand what we can do to do our jobs better and to help you do your jobs better, whether it's working in Social Security, processing payments and making sure that people get the benefits that they are entitled to protecting our national security in our defense and other national security agencies. It's the dedication of workers like you and the many thousands of others who participated by submitting ideas and who participate by coming to work every day and doing their best that we're very grateful. I know that you're going to all go back to your offices, and I hope you go back with the passion that informed the submissions that brought us to this conversation today. It is important for us to make good decisions. It's important for you to know that your ideas matter and that we need to hear them. And I hope that you and other federal employees continue to take advantage of this opportunity and to help us. So thank you. Thank you for your hard work, for your contributions, and strongly urge everyone to participate and vote for the nominee of their choice to win this important award. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.